I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer, Father, will you still be there? Here you are again, forgiving, redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. You show me your mercy will never run out, will never run out. I can breathe. Show me your mercy, we'll never run out. We'll never run out. I can breathe again. Knowing I'm loved, I feel free again. No matter how long I've been wandering, when I think that I've gone too far, here you are again. When I think that I've gone too far, here you are.
Chris or Mark, going back to the very, very beginning, when you guys, kind of how does things just get started?
Well, it was a few failed attempts at other bands first. And Mark, we had a mutual friend basically. And we kind of took the pieces of some of these various failed bands and joined to form Sanctus Real. And really, the heart of it for us when we started was we were leading worship at our high school together, at least myself, our singer, and our bass player at the time. We were all the same age, going to school together. And that kind of morphed into, hey, let's start writing songs of our own together. And naturally that became, well, let's go play shows. Let's make this a real thing. So that's how it started. We had a lot of early support from where we live locally. There's a local radio station. It's still here, the Christian rock radio station. Back then, it was primarily Christian rock. And whenever tours would come through Toledo, Northwest Ohio area, and they were putting on these shows, they'd invite Sanctus Real to go open the concert. So we had a lot of exposure early on to what professional musicians were doing and getting to experience that, even while we were in high school, actually. Our very first record deal that we were offered was when we were actually seniors in high school. So we kind of figured out how all that stuff kind of worked back then. And yeah, very quickly discovered that after high school that we were going to keep at it and try to make a go of it.
In those early years, who's somebody you opened up for that that kind of blew your mind at the time?
Yeah, Mark, you go for it. There's a bunch.
Oh, yeah. We really did. Before we ever signed a record deal or anything, we got to open for a lot of artists that came through Toledo. There was a local Christian radio station here, that's still here that, yeah, they were probably nicer to us in that arena than they should have been. But we opened for Sonic Flood, a band called The Waiting, if you remember them, Reality Check, if you remember them. Plum,
Third
goodness,
Day.
Third Day.
Oh,
Skillet, speaking of visible music, back when Ken Stortz was still in Skillet, we opened for them in our hometown.
wow, yeah. Oh, cool. See, we were crossing paths and didn't know it.
There's only one difference between who I was and who I am. There's only one way I could ever explain why I'm new again. This party girl has found a home and knows that love is never known. There's only one difference between who I was and who I am. Feeling like I'm needing it right now.
Again, getting ready to wrap up here with the guys from Sanctus Reel on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check them out at sanctusreel.com. Guys, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Oh yeah,
All right, we'll
I'm
start.
ready.
Dustin, what's your favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food is Nutty Buddies
Can I be
from the
honest
gas
with
station.
you? Can I be honest with you? I've become obsessed with those things. I don't know
It's about
what's
the only
happened.
junk food I actually eat. We're on the road and we'll go to a gas station. I don't drink soda. We'll get sparkling water, and yet then I see these Nutty Buddies and I'm like, okay, like I got to do it.
Dude, in
So
40 years, I've probably eaten eight Nutty Buddies until the last 6 months. It's like I see a gas station, I'm just getting nutty.
so
I don't know what's
good,
going on.
they're
Anyway, all
so
right.
good. The
Chris, what's your
wafer, I love
I don't know. It's a They're good,
it.
but I got something. Something may be wrong with me. I
You got
don't
some
know.
problems.
Yeah, Chris, what about you?
I just want to know how much Nutty Buddies cost nowadays, because they used to be like
More
25 cents.
than that, like $2.19, man.
Oh, that
I'm sick
hurts.
about it
They're
every time.
a dollar a stick, baby.
I get a whole box for $2.50 at Walmart, but I'm paying $2.20 at the gas station. I'm doing it time and
That's the
time
price you
again.
pay.
It is.
Yeah,
Anyway.
that used to be a go-to, like late at night, driving the van and trailer, Nutty Buddy. But also, I would pair it with, if you can find the Mexican Cokes,
Oh, yeah.
which I would call that a junk food at this point, because now that I'm at this age, anything with sugar, it does not do the body well. So every once in a while, I'll sneak one of those, just a nice, what is that, a liter, Coca-Cola in a glass bottle.
Yeah, that list of
Man.
junk food, it grows daily for me too. I'm with you. Mark, what about you?
Well, yeah, kind of in the same scenario, at my age, you don't do a lot of sugar. It's not a good idea. But if I must, I try to do a little bit healthier. I don't know if this is junk food. Protein bars. I'm kind of a protein bar guy.
I'll
If
take
you go
it.
into a gas station nowadays, you have your section where you have the classic, nothing but sugar candy
That's
bars,
where the
but
Nutty
then
Buddies are. Yep.
the other side of the aisle, you'll find all these little, like, it's got 20 grams of protein. Makes you feel better about the 40 grams of carbs that are in it as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot of sugar in those.
It's all a farce. There's nothing. Listen, I don't care what you get. If you get it at the gas station, it's not healthy. Just start there. All right, Mark, back at you. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh gosh, I am always a sucker. This is ice cream and just anything else that has peanut butter and chocolate in it.
All right, Mark.
Chris.
Oh, Chris, sorry. Oh,
You
sorry,
said Mark.
Chris.
Oh no.
Chris.
I think we were
You
all thinking about eating peanut butter and ice cream right there, because that's one of my
told
favorites. I'll say cookies and cream, because that is a good. You know what? No, I'm going to change it. Not cookies and cream. Cherry.
Oh, that's
if
mine.
you can,
Cherry.
like, but with the real cherries, not like the candied cherries, right? Like, yeah, I don't know what
Black
they call
cherry.
that.
Are you
Black
a Cherry
cherry,
Garcia
black
fan?
cherry. Black cherry for you,
Cherry.
Dustin.
Oh yeah.
Black cherry by a lot, by a wide margin. Black cherry is my favorite.
Ooh,
Listen, down here
good
where I'm in
stuff.
Memphis, I think there's this incredible place. You guys come through, we'll take you. It's called Area 51, but I think they have like a goat cheese and black cherry ice cream, but it's like for a couple of like a few weeks a year because it's all fresh. I'll find out when it is. All
Sounds
right, moving on.
interesting.
Yeah. All right. So Dustin, you said black cherry, right?
Oh
Dustin.
yeah.
All
Yeah.
right. Dustin, what color is your toothbrush?
Blue.
Chris.
Green.
Mar.
This is such an oddball. Mine's blue also.
Oh. The movie about your life. Mark, what actor would play you?
Robin Williams.
Oh.
Just
No.
because I get that literally every week.
Perfect.
Do you know
That's
you look like Robin
now that you
Williams?
say
Yes,
this,
I
like,
know.
yeah, it's good. All right, Chris.
Just because he's in some of my favorite movies, I'd say Michael J. Fox.
Oh. You guys are making this movie complicated, to be honest. Getting this one made is going to be tough, guys, but we'll work on it. Dustin, what about you?
John Leguizamo. I'm just
Who's
kidding. He don't look anything like me. Woody Harrelson.
Oh, okay. One, I can see that. Two, he's a great actor. He's easier to cast than what Chris and Mark gave us, to be honest with you. All right.
There's actually this dude in Christian or that played in a, I can't think of the guy's name. He was in Sweet Home Alabama. He's kind of, he looks like my
Oh,
twin brother. I actually, we were at the Dove Awards, an entire group of people. He won an award but didn't go up, and this entire group of people was like, "Hey, why aren't you going to get your award?" And my wife was like, "They really do think you're him. You should probably tell them you're not." And I can't remember the guy's name though. I would have said him, but I can't remember his
I know who
name.
you're talking about. The Sweet Home Alabama guy. That's all you guys say. Everybody knows. Everybody knows about him. Last but not least, Mark, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh gosh.
I think it's board games.
Yeah, I guess probably board game. I mean, that's a pretty good. That's
Ding, ding,
pretty.
ding.
Yeah. Hey, I do want to ask you this because you mentioned this at the beginning. What's something you love that everybody else hates?
Really weird bands,
Really weird bands.
particular
You're a
particular
hipster.
music. So do you remember a band that kind of came up in the mid-90s that was like kind of undefinable, really?
I'm on pins
Kind
and
of
needles, Mar.
a do you remember the band Primus?
No.
You don't
I
remember the band
do.
Primus?
No.
Nobody remembers the band Primus.
I know. I do.
They're
I
still
do.
around. They're
I know
still
Primus.
around. They play arenas all over the country still to this
Are
day.
you just ignoring me? I said I know Primus. Don't
You
say
know
nobody
Primus.
remembers Primus.
I mean, I know this band just recently did a big like audition thing to find a new drummer, and there's videos all over YouTube of them auditioning these different drummers, and so I've been following that and just kind of remembering like, oh yeah, like this kind of they were kind of like this skater punk thrash kind of metal, kind of funk, kind of, but just really weird. And I just kind of love it. And it's the most bizarre thing. And it's terrible sounding music that I enjoy.
I'm mostly concerned, was that Mark like suddenly being like, guys, I sent in a video for this band. I'm auditioning to be their drummer. I'm trying, is this his way to like work it in? Like, is he like call actors? All right,
That's
Chris.
hilarious.
Chris, what's something you hate everyone else loves?
Well, it kind of just hit me because I figured Dustin would say this if I didn't about me. I'm just gonna
Actually,
put
I'm
it out
thinking of
there.
you. It's a safe place.
The Lord of the Rings movies. There you have it. I just alienated like over half of our audience, but
If it helps,
yeah,
if
it's
it
true though.
helps, I think I'm with you. Now, to be fair, I've only seen the third one in the movie
Well,
theater. You talk about being lost. You ever? It might as well have been in French. I'm
that's
like,
on
I have
you, bro.
no idea what's going
Don't
on.
Let me th first of all, this is the worst rapid fire thing I've ever seen because there's nothing rapid fire about what's happening.
Yeah,
But I
I'm
will
just
say this,
disappointed.
you, Chris, you kind of redeem yourself by saying the movies, because if you said the books, then everyone would be angry. But a lot of
Yeah,
people
it's
didn't
all
like
about
the
the
movies,
movie.
so.
It's the, yeah, putting that to visuals the way they did it. I don't have the time for that. Like, I'll read the books. I have read some of the books, but yeah, the movies, I'm out.
All right, Dustin, what about you?
Rapid fire. Two things. I hate audiobooks and I hate rapid fire questions.
Yeah. So aren't you glad this wasn't rapid fire? See, this is,
Yeah.
thank you
Right, we
guys for
changed it.
playing. Thank you guys for playing
Yeah,
non-rapid fire. I thought about
try
that. I thought about that
it.
before. I was like, I don't even
This
do rapid fire. I just won't
the
try to.
slowest moving
Yeah.
rapid fire I've ever seen, man.
It's
I hate
saying.
audiobooks, bro. I hate audiobooks. I love to read, and everyone seems to love audiobooks, and I can't stand them. That's my secret hate.
I wish I liked them more. I wish I liked them more because I feel like I would get through more of them, but I can't. It don't work for me. They're Sanctus Real here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. We've learned a lot today, guys. We learned that George W. Bush, according to Dustin, is from
He's
Ohio.
that's
And
a lie.
we're gonna go to his boyhood home in Toledo. I think
When did we start playing? When
Chris
did we
lived down the
start playing
street.
Two Truths and a Lie? That's a different game, bro. Hey, by the
Right.
way, while you were talking earlier, I fact checked myself. I
Okay.
was right. I was right.
All right. So
The
treason is a
execution
federal.
in the year that you talked about, the treason was a federal offense, and so the federal government killed the person. And yes, I was also correct that there were wolverines in the state of Michigan in the 17 and 1800s, and they were hunted basically to extinction for their pelts.
Listen,
You're
the
welcome.
next time you see me and Sanctus Real, we're going to be looking for wolverines in Michigan. That's where this is going. Guys,
You
you've been
only
a
find
ton
them
of
in Ann
fun.
Arbor.
You guys have been a ton of fun. Thanks for hopping on today.
Thanks,
Yeah,
Austin.
you.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I don't always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. There's times when my hands go off freely, times that it calls. There's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I got. I'm trying to reach for the light. Yeah, the struggle keeps me honest, and it brings down the walls of my pride. 'Cause faith isn't proving like gold till it's been through the fire. Hey. My
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.